Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Stafim Aleph, in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Alocha Dalet. We're in the top of the Amud, in the first line. So we learned in the Mishnah that a woman should not be dealing with her friend who is Choshud al Shvi's, even though she can lend her Kalim, but she should not be working with her. When do we say not to do it? Is it a place where they plant Shemitah produce in the wrong way, meaning they work the field? And also there's another issue, that they eat Peru Shemitah and they know not careful to do what needs to be done with Peru Shemitah, which means after the beer, not to use it anymore. Or the chashash is only because of the planting, meaning people are misusing the fields of Shemitah. But not the oichlim, not because they eat the fruits of Shemitah and not the proper kedusha. My nafagibidin, what's the nafagibidin between these two explanations? What happens if he takes it? You see the Amoritz buying from a sirki. Sirki means a wholesaler. And that wholesaler is not choshud. So he's buying from a wholesaler. We know that probably these fruits are not fruits that were planted in their isudik way. But they may have a kedusha of Shemitah. In if you're choshish to them, because they do two issues, they plant, and also they eat the pears of Shemitah, not the proper kedusha. So then it's going to be a problem as well. Still be usher. In but if it's a place where the whole problem is of planting, there's no problem of eating, they're not misusing the food of Shemitah. Once you take it from the sirki's mutter, why is it mutter? Because then you know it wasn't planted the wrong way, and they will have the proper kedusha shvis that with these fruits. All this the Gemara Mishnah ended. You say because of Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara Beis B'Chanina Boy, Reis B'Chanina asked, Al Kol Pikur Samaras. Is this referring to the entire perek? Everything we learn in this perek regarding Shemitah is all because of Darkei Shalom. You know, when it says that you can use a sickle and you can give the clay machresha. Or it says only in the last part, when it speaks about a woman, regarding lending the vessels, is that the only time it said Darkei Shalom? So we're born in the Kisur B'Shov, Yudo Bartitos, Mimad Lo Tanin Begitin, El Adoy Chasoy. Mesechus Gitin, we brought examples of Darkei Shalom, and the only example we brought for this parak is the example of the woman lending her vessels, her kalim, to her friend. So this teaches you that only this last sentence regarding lending the kalim, that's where we apply the idea of Darkei Shalom. Continues the Gemara Tam Tanin, we learned over there, Nachtoim Shu Oise Betumo, a baker who does his chalas in tumo, you cannot go and prepare the dough and prepare the breads with him. Vitani Olon, add to that, loy boirim, you can't do the sifting, v'loy toichanim, you can't do the grinding, v'loy markidim, or then that's the sifting that comes after. You can't do it. And by us, we say that she could do with her. Aishas chaver could be doing all the peulos with Aishas amharetz. Only once the water goes in, you can. Before that, you could. Because we're not choshish v'tumo before the water goes in. So why by a nachtum is different? Says Rav Lo, our Mishnah is talking about chulin. Chulin, to make chulin tome is a isur derabbanan, it's not a isur deraisa. So therefore, they were more lenient if there's no water. But by nachtum, we're talking about chumo. Chumo, to make a tome is a isur deraisa. It's biblically prohibited. So therefore, they said even if there's no water, it's asur. Says the Gemara Malvun Beis, what are we talking about a baker. Is like me and nachtoim with chumo. We talk about a baker with chumo. Chumo, the Quranim do on their own. They don't give it to bakers. A baker doesn't use challah of chumo. So it's hard to say that case is talking about chumo. So the Chavrai Amr, the friends answered, meaning the Chevr in Beis Medrash, kan beloises, kan mesheir loises. The case of a nachtoim is he's putting the wheat into water. So it already has water. Kosher l'kabel tumo. By us, there was no water until later. So when Maslis was saying l'chavrai, you see in our Mishnah very clearly, like a chaverim, that says avon shitatil mayim. Once you put water, lo itika itzlo. Shein mechzik yedei aver averi. You can't help it because now you're going to make it tame. So Malshah, really the criteria is does it have water or not? So by nachto that says that's usur means because the normal way is that a baker does put the wheat in water before, and that's where the Easter starts earlier. The next words of the Gemara, Kulim Loyom, when Pidak Hashom, seems to be they don't fit over here, really. The Agoras Sagura takes these words out. Machzigi Deyakum, the following Gemara we had earlier in the Masechta, the Gemara just repeating what we had over there. What does it mean that you tell the Akum, you tell the Goyim, you're machzikim, you're encouraging them? You say, go ahead and plow well. And I'm going to buy from you after Shemitah. So you tell you, a person sees the goy working, he says, go ahead, please work very hard, have good produce, I'm going to buy it from you. The other one says, no, you can't say that, because then it looks like a goy is doing for the Jew. But you can do Eishor, which means you give him just encouragement, go ahead, do it nice, do a good job. The next part of the Mishnah says, you could say shalom to the goy. What does it mean saying shalom? Not to say use the word shalom. You know how they use the word shalom with the goy. But you say is Eishor, meaning you can encourage the goy to do it, and you can use it after Shemitah. In addition, you can also say hello, but even if you're not planning to buy from him, you can tell him, work well. Mandoma le goy Aisha, but according to Mandoma, it says that with the beginning of the Mishnah says that you tell the goy is Aisha, just tell him, work well. Mashalim Shloimim, how can it be? You can't say shalom to a goy. It says, the one Shloim Yisrael, shalom aleichim. You can say shalom to a Yisrael, not to a goy. Shloim Shloimim, you can say shalom to any Yisrael, even if it's a very, very, you can say shalom aleichim. So the word Dalma, which means a story. They went and they passed through a person who was plowing in Shemitah. So Shmuel Bar Nachman says, work well. So it seemed like he's giving him encouragement. Didn't we learn from Rebbe? People that passed by did not say Birkat Hashem Aleichem. You're not allowed to say to Yaglath, you see someone doing an Aveira, don't tell him, work well. It looks like you're saying that Aveira is fine. You know how to read a Pasuk, you don't know the Drush of the Pasuk. The Drush of the Pasuk doesn't speak about this case. Meaning the Goyim did not offer to give to Am Yisrael the bracha that they received. My soul, what does Israel tell them? We gave you the bracha in the name of Hashem. Not only all the blessings that come to the world, because of Am Yisrael. And you're not coming and sharing with the blessing that you get because of us. Not only that, the different types of taxes. Not only you're not giving us your share, but you're asking us to pay you more, even though everything you have is from us. So what is the Gemara saying? He's dashing the pasuk not about saying Aisha to Avera. He held, you could, you see someone doing Avera, and anyway he's doing the Avera, you could give, you could tell him, work well, that doesn't change anything, and therefore it's not also. Hadolach b'nei shuach, this is the end of the fifth parak of Maseches Shviz, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Mem Aleph.